the Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nubo, presented by Ghostbox.
Yeah, welcome back to Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nubo, presented by Ghoststream, your number one entertainment subscription needs, and also by Lace by Simone. Best style, best dress, best lace. Lace by Simone. Man, so I've been looking at this F1 ever since the last race here in Las Vegas, right a week ago. I was kind of interested in F1 again, really interested. So I watched the rest of the week, seeing all the different stories that they had going on from the Denopolis, the suit with the fans, swinging for FP1, FP2 situations, and all the little things that were going down from the track, from the traffic, people upset, just taking in all the things that were happening following the Las Vegas Grand Prix, which are crazy. All right, that was just here locally. That's not including actually what was going on in F1, where Ferrari was mad that F1 wasn't going to pay for their car, because again, F1 put on this event. Usually the cities or the tracks or whatever put on the event, and F1 brings the cars, brings the fans in, and it's a partnership. But in this case, F1 actually was in control of everything from beginning to end for the most part with the Las Vegas Grand Prix. I think they did a good job showing that they could promote, truly. I think they did a good job. There was things that need to improve next year, from timing to tires, track conditions a little bit, but for the most part, did a good job. I think they did a good job. They got like a B-, all right, for their efforts. The event itself on the day of was an A, but leading up to it, B-. So I took in everything from F1 this week. F1 had a big week as far as popularity. Everybody was still looking at it after Las Vegas, leading up to Las Vegas, and after. So we go to Abu Dhabi, all right? Abu Dhabi in the Emirates. And, you know, again, like I said, I was interested in F1 again. So I followed it, all right? I followed it down to Abu Dhabi, all right? What I saw in Abu Dhabi was bullshit. The racing is trash, all right? Let me say this again. The racing is trash. Let me say this again. The racing is trash. Max Verstappen, all right? Excellent driver. The champion. Excellent driver. There was 22 fucking races this year. This punk-ass nigga won 19. How was that even competitive? How was that even the Great Bulls took losses. 72-10. All right, 10. So that means they took a loss. They took an L. They lost races. Games. And that 72-10 season was special. Even though they always would win 60-something games, they still lost a good 25% of them, which is what you're supposed to lose. Okay, even if you're most dominant, 25% acceptable. Acceptable all day. So 22 races in F1. This fucker, Max Verstappen, wins 18-19 of them bitches. All right, 18-19, dominance. What league wants a dominant player like that? You don't have, the racing can never be good if one team and one person primarily is winning all the races, all right? His team partner, Sergio Perez, is way behind him. And they have almost the same car, supposedly. Or they have the same car. Setups is just a little bit different because Perez likes certain things. And obviously, Verstappen likes things to be a certain way on his car. But primarily the same car. Same power unit, same chassis, same tire, same everything except the brain. All right. So he's way ahead of Sergio Perez. Way ahead of him in points. All right. And Sergio is just as far ahead, if not right there with everybody else. So again, it's Max Verstappen and everybody else, right? Okay. Abu Dhabi. We got your free practice. 1, 2, and 3. Just like he had in Vegas. All right. By the way, Carlos Sainz was the Ferrari that got his car fucked up in Vegas. Oh, he crashed again. He crashed again. Nobody's fault. He crashed again. All right. This is the type of bullshit F1. He crashed again. All right. So, yeah, that motherfucker, the little water hole came up in Vegas. Well, bitch, you can't even see. You're not even very observant, obviously. You're just racing, which is fine. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, the track's supposed to be safe. But, motherfucker, you're supposed to look around and be noticing shit. But I digress. So he crashed again at FP1. All right. A couple people crashed. All right. This is an absolutely smooth track in Abu Dhabi. Perfect. It's made for racing. Not just racing, F1 racing. Motherfucker still sliding off the track, no grip. All right. So that means it's all about setup. All right. So setup. All right. So their setups were too loose. All right. I can see that on FP1 that their setups were way too loose. All right. And then they had a lot of rookies out there driving in their cars in Abu Dhabi for the final testing practice for their cars and everything as part of their regulations. But F1 has a problem. All right. So it's start FP1, FP2. All right. Car sliding, crashes, all kind of stuff. The track is 58 laps. All right. You get 58 laps out of this baby. It's like 3.4 miles long. Some shit like that. All right. Abu Dhabi. Nice fast track. Not faster than Vegas makeshift track. But it's a pretty fast track. Nice track. So, again, they're down there doing their thing. Crashing, all right, at FP2, all right, crashing, and then, you know, I continue watching, you get to the FP3, all right, you get to the FP3 in qualifying. Why is Max Verstappen still the fastest motherfucker out there? You might say, James, Blue Nova, he's been like that all year. What would be the difference today? What would be the difference today? There would be no difference, but I'm just noticing that. Why is this motherfucker always the fastest motherfucker around the track? What is in his man's car that allows him to be faster than not just everybody? Everybody, including his teammate, who obviously could see all his tricks into the trade. How is he that much faster? All right? I remember a team like this current team that was back in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. And that was Mr. Schumacher's team with Ferrari. Him and Rubens Barrichello's. All right? Ruben Barrichello's. I believe that it was the Italian or Ruben. He might be Brazilian, I believe. But, again, it's in a similar situation like Red Bull has. They have a Spaniard, of a Spanish descent type of guy. And then they have the European. All right, so one is the blocker, one is the real racer, but I digress. But they had a similar situation where Rubens Barrichello was really fucking good some races, really fucking good, all right? Better than Michael Schumacher, all right? The eye test show, you look on the track, better. In some races, you had to sit back and let Schumacher just win because Schumacher was Michael Jordan of that time, all right? So you just got to sit back and let them win sometimes, you know, for the team, for the team. As long as Ferrari as a team, we win the Constructors' Championship, we're good. But for the sake of the sport and the notoriety, we're going to let Schumacher be the winner. Even in Schumacher's most dominant season, he did not win no fucking 80% of the races, 90% of the races. This is fucking crazy what's going on with F1. And they need to address it. They got these FIA rules that they set up here that go into 2025, 26, I believe. And Red Bull and Honda so far ahead of everybody. It's not even funny. They say, okay, they got the wind tunnel guru. All right. That's fine. All right. That's fine. But the engines are supposed to be the same. Not the same, but they're supposed to be similar from all the manufacturers. All right. So why is Honda able to peel off everybody, regardless if it's the corners, the straights, the in-betweens? It doesn't matter. It seems like this Honda-powered vehicle is able to peel off wins no matter what, all right? And even the secondary team, which is the Alfa Tourani, I believe it's called, they're a Red Bull second team. So really, Red Bull got four cars on the fucking track, all right? Four Hondas. all right, on the track. So even they're getting better and better and better as the season goes on, because they were trying to do their own thing and really not trying to follow their sister company and let them actually just develop their own identity. What they found out is that you can't do that, unfortunately, because you know why? Red Bull is going to beat your ass every week and you're not going to get any better. So what they do, they just copied their sister company and basically made a cookie cutter. So you got four fucking Red Bull cars on the track, essentially cookie cutter. And now you see the AlphaTauri team racing much better. I'm sure they're going to do much, much better next year. I believe they're rebranding themselves next year to the Raging Bulls, all right, which is, again, sister team of the Red Bull. So they're going to do much better next year. But back to what I'm saying here is that FIA has a problem where they've allowed this one dude who's, by the way, the three-time champion now, all right, to continue to get better over the rest of the field. And it looks like they do this all the time. Before that, it was your seven-time champion, Mr. Lewis Hamilton, all right? Fernando Alonso was a champ, but they didn't allow him to be a champ too goddamn long. You know why? Because nobody gives a fuck about Fernando Alonso. All right, he's not a name that's going to catch anybody. Lewis Hamilton's black. All right, so there you go. That's the first thing. Max Verstappen is just really good. He has a great name, Max. All right, going to the Max. Max Verstappen, great name, three-time champion. They're gonna ride with him. But this is a problem. Your champion is a smug motherfucker. All right, and he just wants to win. Which is fine, but he's not a businessman. He's not a businessman. He just wants to win, all right? He just wants to win. He want to put his name in the lights. He want to get there. And it's fucking funny because he's already put his name up there as some of the greatest champion ever to race in Formula One. Already. Because he's moving so fast with so many wins. And he's just dominating so hard. The problem here is FIA, you don't want him to dominate like this. You want him to win. But to dominate, no. You don't want him to dominate. That makes the sport boring. That makes the sport unappealing to the normal, casual sports fan. Not a race fan, sports fan. It makes it boring for the real F1 fan because they already know who's going to win. All right? And third, you can't really market behind somebody who always wins. All right? Somebody that always wins with no adversity, it doesn't feel right. It feels like a cheapened victory, all right? Because you had nobody to challenge you. It's like a boxer who's 10 pounds heavier than everybody and is fighting in a lower weight. And the reason he's whooping everybody is because, you know what? He's got more power than everybody, all right? He usually fights 10 to 15 pounds heavier. He actually gets more stamina from coming down, and his power doesn't really go away. So in actuality, unless you're special at your lower weight, you're going to have a problem beating this guy that's bigger and stronger than you by default. So, again, it's got to be some kind of adversity there. And what we see there is no adversity. All right? No adversity in F1. All right? That's what I'm basically getting to. So, let's bounce back to Abu Dhabi. All right? Watching the race. This fucker, Max Verstappen. By the way, he's a fucking cheater. By the way, he's a fucking cheater. By the way, he's a fucking crybaby cheater. By the way. All right. First fucking corner again. Him and Jean Leclerc. Okay. Leclerc. All right. Again, he bullies Leclerc out of the first fucking corner again. Again, he does it. And Leclerc just allows it. Like, what the fuck? Just allows it. Like, are you going to do something to this motherfucker? Are you going to actually hit this dude? All right? This is like the battle between rich white dudes. Like, and I don't know if y'all seen the Skulls. But you remember they had the rich white guy. You know, they had the white guy that was white, but he didn't come from money like that. And they just bullied him. Even though they're all there at the same school. You know, they try to bully motherfuckers, you know. And that's what Max Verstappen is. He's the white guy bully who's got all the money and everything. He's the higher form of white guy in the white society, all right? and he just bullies. And Leclerc just takes it. Leclerc just takes it. All right. And from that corner on, basically, Max Verstappen won the race. Like, really? The race is won literally on the first corner? Come on, man. Come on, FI. Come on, FI. Stop it. Come on. Come on. Stop it. That is not good racing. That is not good racing. And when you watch the, go back and watch the highlights of the Abu Dhabi race, there's some passing going on in the middle parts of the track. There's some good tight corners that are kind of consecutive that allow, if you do it right, you can make some good passes, especially if you line yourself up and make the leading person in front of you take a line that they didn't want to take. And because it has multiple corners that are slow and can allow passing at the end of the consecutive corners, then it's a setup. It's a nice little setup. So Abu Dhabi is a nice track. Taking nothing from Abu Dhabi. Very nice track. But what we saw at Las Vegas was some good racing. We finally get to see good racing all year. All right. Again, I wasn't really following F1, but I know that it really was a lot of good racing. You can tell that because the Constructors' Championship was between, for second place, was between Ferrari and Mercedes. And we know Mercedes had terrible weeks. I used to just listen to ESPN and things. Mercedes was having terrible weeks. Ferrari was having terrible weeks. But these two fuckers are still fighting for second and third place out of 10 fucking constructors. That means that the other 7 constructors are absolutely trash. Trash. Have the two that come in at fighting for second and third had weeks where they were just absolutely terrible. They were complaining on their own car. All right. And they're the ones that's developing it. All right. They were complaining. And you tell me that nobody else out of the other 7 teams could gain any ground to really make it a fight for second and third? That's terrible. That's a terrible formula, Formula One, okay, for racing. Terrible formula for racing. All right. So getting back to Max Verstappen and him after the first corner, basically winning the race, this motherfucker won by like 18 seconds. 18 seconds. Dude, is this F1? Is it a race or is this fucking Le Mans? All right, an endurance race. That's when I stop in my head when it comes to racing. That's when it should be the next car 18 seconds behind. That's an endurance race. It gotta be an endurance race, right? It's gotta be an endurance race, right? No, that's a regular race in F1 today, with all the cars supposedly running in a formula, all right? Running in a formula, all right? That means that everybody's got to adhere to these same rules. How the fuck are they so far ahead? Why, as the F1, have you not gone and investigated the car? Because you get all the information from the cars. Why are they so much faster? Why isn't this information being passed down to the other race teams? You might say, Blue, what are you talking about? They're just developing great within the rules. If they have that advantage, so be it. You know, that's just racing. Tell the other teams to catch up. Yeah, but the idea is that parity makes good racing or good sports. Yes, you want to have your big monster up there, but the monster's got to be able to be defeated. It's like a video game out here where you play like the MMOs, where you're going to play against with a team and you're trying to defeat enemies. You know, some of these enemies seem like they're impossible to beat, all right? So impossible. They got great defenses. They stop you from doing what you, they neutralize you. They just enemies that just make you frustrated. But you can beat them. It seems like Max Verstappen and his Red Bulls cannot be beat. So obviously something within the formula is awry. All right. So that these cats right here are able to take advantage of it so tough that they have a built up an incredible lead. All right. And made the season worthless. And because you don't have any playoffs or anything like that, it makes the season worthless. It's kind of the problem like the NBA has right now with is NBA players, where the players are getting paid so much, all right, that the NBA season doesn't mean anything. All they're looking for is to the playoffs. Just win enough games to get into the playoffs. Then they create the in play to get in, where the 7, 8, 9, 10 seeded teams play to get in for the 7th and 8th seed. again, making it easier to get into the playoffs where the regular season does not matter. So, okay, I get that. I get that. Waiting for the playoffs. Get that. In Formula One, there is no playoffs. Just the season. So if one person is winning 18 races and not just winning them, he's dominating 18 races, okay? It makes your sport no fun. You need parity. You need teams fighting. You need what's going on with Ferrari and Mercedes to be across the board. You need to have Red Bull back on Earth, all right? Not as it is in heaven, all right? You need them back on Earth because they're way ahead. I don't know how you do it as F1 right now because you already have regulations in place. The way that your F1, you can't make any adjustments through the season. It seems like after your F1, once you set it in stone, that's it. Once the team signed it, it's it. It's like the F1 focuses as a charter. They don't focus as a real league. They focus like as a charter, and then the teams are signed to the charter. All right, because again, the referees and F1 are not called officials. They're called stewards. All right? A steward. You know what a steward is? It's just a guy. You know that? You know, you ever heard a term, a statement, you are one of the great stewards of basketball. You're one of the great stewards of this game. You're one of the great stewards. A steward is just a guy, a mentor, a way. That's it. So what does the steward do? They make a way for problems to be resolved between the teams during racing. They are not the de facto body that is in control of what's going on. They are a leader into the path to figure out how they want to rectify situations based upon rules. What is the stewards? The stewards are basically like a probate court. All right, and what happens when you know with anything that has to do with a judge? It take a long fucking time if you even get a real decision. He might not even give a decision really right there. Basically call it a draw type shit. All right, say go on to the next court and then let them figure it out. All right, let them figure it out. So the stewards ain't shit. And we saw in Las Vegas where they did, motherfucker, Sainz got a 10-place grid penalty for something he didn't control. Again, I talked about it before earlier in this rant. That, yeah, he should have been more looking out for shit, all right? But the stewards let the 10-place grid penalty go down because his car was fucked up and he had to have a new power unit, a new battery and everything, and the monocoupe was damaged, so they had to bring out the backup monocoupe, therefore allow for an extra car to be on in their convoy because they only allowed two cars. They can't have three. All right, so you penalize Sainz for something he had no control over. Grid penalty for down 10 spots, all right, which Ferrari could have used that to get up there and make this last race not even really nothing because they have fast cars. But y'all didn't. The stewards didn't. They followed the rules, all right, and didn't fucking make a real decision. They just followed the rules, all right, and then they thought, like, hold on, the other teams are not going to appreciate this, so we're going to just give the 10-place grid penalty and call it a day. So the teams are happy because a fast car is now put behind them and their cars have a chance. All right. Even though what caused the penalty had any of the cars could have went through, any of the cars could have had this. All right. Any of them. And they still would have chose, oh, yeah, get that negative penalty. But then when we come out in reports saying that the teams probably would have just said, hey, let him stay where he's at, give him his extra car. But the stewards didn't even ask. They didn't even ask. You know why they didn't even ask? Because then they would be opening up a can of fucking worms because they don't have real control. All right? They don't have real control. So they made a decision based upon the assumption of what the teams would maybe want to do. Again, because the teams are in control. All right? It's not the FIA. You think it's the FIA. Is not. The teams are in control, man. They're in fucking control of this shit. All right. This is why Liberty Media bought the FIA, because there was no Super League like the NBA or shit. There's no Liberty Media coming to buy the fucking NBA, the NFL, the NHL. These fuckers ain't, they're too big. The leagues are one. So they got 30 teams on in their league. Each team is worth $1 billion. You're going to need billions upon billions to buy any of these leagues. When you say billions upon billions, we're talking about billions upon billions to buy the league, because it is 30 individual entities that are saying we are one and that is the league. But it's not like that at FI. And FI is really 10 individual team companies, all right? They all are conglomerate agreeing to race under a formula. This is what FI is. It's not NASCAR. NASCAR is a formula, but they're also a league, a company in themselves. They have a product to put on the track. The product is called stock car racing. This is the formula that they go by. And you as a team, whether it be Canassi, whether it be Jeff Gordon, the Petty, any of these teams, they come in and they have to acumen to the formula that is being raced. All right. They have to acumen to the governing that is there. All right. They have to acumen to that shit. Right. There is no changing it. All right. Think about this. NASCARs get tested before and after the race. They might even look at some video during the race and see a car. They see that you done bent a little bitty fucking piece of metal, all right, on your car. Small. That's going to give you some kind of advantage. They said, no. They will deduct it right during the race. That's how closely they're watching, because they are the judge, jury, executioner of this league. This is their league. You race in it. You better race it right. And if you race it right, you may win money and you become famous. But that's not how it is in FI. And FI is the exact opposite. All right. The teams come in with their money. The teams come in with their ingenuity. The teams are building up the wind tunnels, all that shit, right? All that. They're doing everything. The engine manufacturers are doing everything. The engine manufacturers are, again, making engines to a formula, right? But the FIA is not going in there and saying, hey, you're using this, and this incorrectly. We need it all built in a certain metal. And you can't put any other exotic metals or nothing in there. That's not what the FIA is doing. That's what NASCAR would do. NASCAR would go in and say, this is a big block. This is whatever it is. You can't be using exotic metals in this motherfucker, right? This is what it is, and this is all it's going to be. You can't get a statistical advantage. Even though your car is making the same amount of power, all right, it's not performing the same as these other cars because you have exotic things in the car, all right? Exotic things in the car, all right? I can't go get a fucking FYA engine, F1 a motor, and just throw it in a car for the most part. You can't do it. It's not going to be street legal, first of all. It's not going to be street legal Anyway, but you can take a NASCAR motor, put some few modifications on it to restrict it, and you can put that baby in the car, and you can drive it on the street. It's going to be hellish on the street, but boy, can you drive it. Yes. So going back to what I'm saying here is that the FIA has a problem that their cars are not fucking equal in any way, still not equal. And that's the whole point of the formula, is to even up all the cars so you get good racing. Not just the cars, but the tracks also. So this is another thing they've been finding, that the track is key to the speed also. Tracks are going to negate and improve cars in different ways depending on how you made your car. All right? Depending on how you made your car. So in Las Vegas, we saw that the track was a big part of it. And this is something that FIA has control over. Again, they have control over where they go. And that's why they've been switching up the tracks, trying to find a good combination of tracks that's going to allow for good racing based upon the formula, okay, that they're racing under. And the drivers don't like that they keep switching around these goddamn tracks. But the fact of the matter is that these fucking drivers don't understand this is a business. And they're just fine racing around their shit, you know, making their millions. Again, same problem the NBA kind of having with their players getting paid so much. And they're spoiled and entitled. And they don't have a competitive drive. Because if they did, they'd be trying to get Max Verstappen and his fucking car really looked at. I don't know if you look at NASCAR, but when motherfuckers get a clear advantage in NASCAR, motherfuckers, the other teams go bananas. And they like they force the NASCAR to look at the cars, which are going much, much faster than everybody else. And usually find some shit that allowed the other team to go much, much, much faster than everybody else. And they cut that shit off immediately. And you get back to competitive racing the very next fucking race. If not, they might even see it in practice. And they get it. By the time race day come, that competitive advantage is fucking gone. It's gone. All right? That's why when you see somebody dominating NASCAR, you know that that team put it together that weekend. All right? They really did it. Because usually the team that dominated the race probably didn't even have that great of qualifyings in practices. They were probably in the pack, middle of the pack to upper in the pack, but not the best like they were when they dominated on Sunday when the race took place. So it's a better formula at the end of the day. So again, back to Vegas on this. Vegas made it was a very good track, even though they said that the track was, from what they're saying, the spokesperson saying, the track was an afterthought. All they wanted to do was race down the fucking Las Vegas strip, and they got the property bought for the 39 acres back on the backside of the strip, and then they built the track from there. Who knew that time constraint and the actual purpose of the fucking track, not just, oh, let's go make a track, the actual purposing of the track would create for great racing? Who would have known? Who would have known that it would have done that? It did. And we got the best racing action of the year based on non-formulary track layout, all right? The surface was not track, all right? It was street. Again, that's two things right there. Two things. And the time and weather of the race, barring that it wasn't fucking raining. Those three things created for an excellent race at the end of the day in Las Vegas in comparison to the last race we just saw that just took place here today, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, where Max Verstappen won by fucking 17 seconds. And he was up the whole race. All right. It just got bigger, basically, as the races and the pit stops happened. It just got bigger. So the whole point of this rant is FIA has a problem. The last race of the year just showcased again what has been going on all fucking season for F1 and that their fucking racing formula sucks. It doesn't create for an excitement. It only caters to fucking rich entitled motherfuckers who like to see fast cars that cost a lot of money go around the track. It has nothing to do with great racing. It has nothing to do with camaraderie of actual brands. All right. None of that. All right. Because with the racing and the brands that are on the track racing are all luxury brands, expensive luxury brands that the average man in the world can't fucking afford. All right. So it's a rich man's sport. This is why NASCAR got so big and why their decline is fucking, it hurts as the American sports racing, that and Indy, because they really are American in the fact that they really are trying to build the personalities, the identities, all right? The teams are secondary. Only if you're a really good racer and your name gets everybody like Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart do, the brands behind them actually benefit also. The Home Depots, the Lowe's, the DuPonts of the world, okay? The Caterpillar, what was that? Dale Jarrett with the UPS, the FedEx truck, a car, or whatever, the brown car. All these brands are secondary to the driver. The driver is the key. He's the key. But FI is not like that. It's about the brands and the fucking manufacturers. That's all it's about. It's about the brands and the manufacturers. It's not about the league. It's not about great racing. None of that. It's about just putting your name out there, all right, and getting as much branding time on these cars as they can. Again, NASCAR, Indy, all the rest of them, that's American, do the same thing. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at Helio Castroneves. All right, that's what we're looking at. All right, Mario Andretti. All right, we know Mario Andretti usually goes what I believe is Valvoline or something like that. So Valvoline benefits because the name Mario Andretti is synonymous with them. But the name Mario Andretti lives on without them. All right, Carlos Sainz, if he doesn't win another race or he's not in the media anymore, he will be forgotten. Charles Leclerc, all right, he will be forgotten. All right. Max Verstappen might be forgotten. You know what won't be forgotten? Ferrari. All right. Red Bull. All right. Jaguar. All right. Those names won't be gotten. Why? Because the racing is all about the brands. All right. It's not about the drivers. All right. But you know what? In American racing, we got Dale. We got the Dale Jarrett. I still know him. Got the Petties. All right. You got you got Jeff Gordon. You got Tony Stewart. All right. You got I can go on. My mind just escapes me of the different drivers. But there's so many drivers, and I know them based upon because they are who they are. Not for their teams. Not for Home Depot. Not because of that. I know them because of who they are, and that's what the sport has to be based on. It has to be based on personalities. It cannot be based on the brands, and the brands are ruining, as we see the last week in Abu Dhabi, the brands ruin the racing because all they want is just to be showcased going around this track. That's it. It's not about really racing, because if it was, Max Verstappen wouldn't be winning every fucking race, all right? Not even Jordan won every goddamn fucking game, all right? Not even the Patriots, who went 16-0, all right, won every fucking game, all right? You got to lose, all right? You got to lose. It's got to be tough for us to be watching, all right? It's got to be tough. So going back to Las Vegas Speedway, that was a great Speedway. I mean, Las Vegas Grand Prix was a great race. And it was great that it happened at the time it did, and it showcased it being at the end of the season. If this Las Vegas would have done in the middle of the season, we would have forgotten about it, even though it was a great race. We would have forgotten about it, and we would have just seen the rest of this shit get kind of pushed over. But because it was at the end, just before the end, we got to see basically two kinds of racing that F1 hadn't seen all year, which was competitive racing and fucking Max Verstappen fucking just winning again. All right, just winning all out. And in Las Vegas, he won also. James, he won in Las Vegas. What are you talking about? He cheated in Las Vegas. He had two crashes, essentially, in Las Vegas that he caused trying to win on purpose. And the rest of the guys were actually driving the way you're supposed to drive with etiquette. And they just let him cheat like a little fucking kid. All right, like the little brother. All right, he can just do whatever he wants. Boom, boom, boom. He always wins type stuff. That's the way they racing him. And you saw it again in Abu Dhabi when Charles again allowed this fucker Max Verstappen just to bully him off the track. Bully him off the track, not bully a spot. Bully him off the track. Literally, like, move. This is my road, all of it. Thank you. Get out of here. And the FIA didn't do anything. They didn't do nothing. Again, this man running through fuckers and shit. And they just allowed, you know why? Because that's their little golden boy. That's FIA's little golden boy. I don't think it's Liberty Media's golden boy. I think he's FIA's golden boy. All right? Because Liberty Media, I'm sure, wants everybody else to be fucking winning at some point in time. It gets other parts of the world to be watching because these drivers are from other parts of the world. And if they never win, what's the point of people watching in Brazil? If you never win, what's the point of people watching in Spain? You never win. You're in 12th place all the time. Why am I watching this sport? I can watch rugby, soccer, cricket, anything else where motherfuckers that I like have a chance to win instead of this one where they're never going to win. And the most I can hope for is they might get a top five position. Most I can hope for, the most, the least I would like to see is the top 10. All right? There's only fucking 20 cars on the track. All right? At least I can see the top 10. All right? That's what they're going for. That's terrible. That is terrible. We hate that in the NBA when a team is purposely tanking. At least make it look like you're not tanking. All right? At least try a little bit. All right? Then if you want to go ahead in the fourth quarter and just allow to just run away with it. All right. Fine. Give me something worth my money. Give me something because I'm watching. All right? Pay me a little bit for being a fan or an observer of what you're doing with good racing. Good play, all right? So, again, this season in F1, again, I didn't watch the whole season. Not at all. I had no fucking interest in it. Only reason I had interest is because the Las Vegas Grand Prix was coming up. So I watched the race before the Las Vegas Grand Prix, and I wanted to see how they was going to react after all this shit that went down in Las Vegas to the last race in Abu Dhabi and how that turned out. And what I saw was, again, a league, the FIA, all right, F1, has a terrible formula. They have a terrible business model for the fan, in my opinion. All right. And that this league needs to change drastically. Yeah, they said a new regulation 2024 should even things up. But I doubt it. Max Verstappen didn't win 3 straight years. And he doesn't look like he's getting any slower. So I don't think it's going to be any different next year. I think he's going to win 60-70% of the races again. All right. In easy fashion. And the ones he doesn't win, it's probably going to be like some kind of mechanical failure or somebody crashing into him saying fuck him, which I would love to see. I would definitely pay to see that. But other than that, he's probably going to continue to win because this Red Bull Honda love affair is absolutely amazing. All right. Absolutely amazing. All right. And I don't see it changing next year at all. I see him continue to do what he do. And it looks like it's terrible. It looks like it's going to be terrible for F1 overall. The best thing that F1 has going on, surprisingly, is the Formula E cars. And by the way, Formula E does like half their fucking races on street tracks. Oh, is that the reason why people actually watched it? Because it looks like a track that's down the street from my house. All right. Oh, the cars are close. The average winner is like a second ahead of the next guy. Oh, that means the racing is close? Yeah. Do they bump and bang? Yeah. So they're always close? Yeah. Oh, hello. I think we got a winner here. But they don't want to put all their money into this because they don't know where this electric shit is going to go. All right. They know that the world, after you look at the world right now, this whole the EV shit is crashing all over. So they don't know where this EV shit is going. So the whole point they created the Formula E was to give recognition to the electric vehicles that were coming up in the world as far as that's the next. But we see that people don't like these EVs. All right. They like gas-powered cars at the end of the day. They're more reliable. We can fix them. All that stuff. That's a whole nother podcast. But we still like our motors. Our gas-powered, liquid-powered motors. We still like them. So the EV game has changed, and these electric vehicles, we're going to see what they continue to do with the Formula E because, again, it was put there as a marketing kind of ploy for the rest of the world, just exposing the world. But they found out that these Formula E cars are giving excellent racing, and now they've moved forward with the fast charging so that they can actually stop and not just run on one single charge because the race be so good, and then these guys have got to pull up on their fucking power that they're putting down on the ground because they're about to run out of battery juice, you know, and that shouldn't be the case. It's not like that in any other sport when it comes to motor racing. You're going to have enough fuel in the car. The racing is done by you and by your pit stops as far as getting you back onto the track. But the fact of the matter, it should not never come down to the fuel being the issue as the reason why the sport itself is not moving forward. The tires should not be the reason that's provided by Michelin or Goodyear or whatever. They should not be the reason why good racing on the track is not happening. This is why tire manufacturers stress themselves to make sure they have the best product on the track when it comes to tires, because they do not want the league to say, hey, the reason why this race was terrible is because your fucking tires were terrible. All right, so you're never going to really hear that because they strive to not have that. So that needs to be the sentiment over all of F1 is that you want the racing to be done by the drivers on the track. All right, by the drivers on the track. All right, and right now FI has a problem where the manufacturers, all right, are really still in control of this racing, and it's just a battle of the rich guys. And rich guys are just battling over who could put more money into this shit at the end of the day. That's what they're battling over. And right now, Max Verstappen is winning we're not putting a lot of money into this. We're putting a lot of smarts into this. And the rest of these companies don't have the smarts. They got the money. All right. You got all the equipment. But at the end of the day, it takes somebody, a craftsman, which is what the guy that the boss for the Red Bull, the one that's really designing these the aerodynamics, is craftsmanship, and that's what's actually providing Red Bull with these victories. I don't know what the FIA's got to do. They got to share information from what Red Bull is doing with the other teams and let them get creative based upon the formalization that the Red Bull is doing. You can't let Red Bull just continue to hold its secrets to the reason why it's doing good in a formula. The FIA has to really tell itself that, hey, when teams develop things that are good and you see it's the complete advantage, you got to give it to the other teams. You got to. Just to keep the competitive balance in within the formula. Yes, the formula is there and it's set in stone and that's supposed to be the end all be all. But because craftsmen are really good at what they do, they can find an advantage even in a flat level playing field. Craftsmen, tacticians really can find it. If your sport does not have that across the board where at least half of the fucking companies have these type of super creative where they can take a formula and they can find every little piece of it and squeeze every little piece of power out of it, every little time up out of it. If you don't have that as a league, there's going to be just a dominant team. And the rest are just going to be there. And that makes for a terrible race because then the racing is really who's winning second. It's not who's winning first, who's winning second. That is terrible. Nobody likes to watch that as a spectator. We hate to watch that. And then you can't bet on it because you're only betting again for second and third place. How do you bet that? And how does Vegas and the rest of these sports books take in money on F1? They don't. They don't take in money on F1. All right. There's no money to be made. All right. Because we know who's going to win. The money is, if you want to bet, is for who's going to be second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, like it's horse racing. But who's going to win? Oh, that's already damn near in stone. It's Max Verstappen right now. That's who's going to win. So this is what I'm saying here to sum it all up on this rant is that the Las Vegas Grand Prix showed that the F1 formula as current has a problem. The tracks they are choosing are a problem for the current formula because it allows this one fucker right here to Max Verstappen to beat everybody. All right. Beat everybody. Even during Schumacher's days, it was a competition. Like I said, you needed Rubens Barrichello to play blocker on a lot of those races that Schumacher won. All right, because there was some great drivers there, and that's when F1 formula was wide open, and they were allowing cars to have major, major power, and you could just overcome a lot of the aero and creativity that these teams have, like Red Bull. You can overcome it with just sheer power. All right, sheer power. As you saw back in the day where Ferrari had all kind of exotic shit, Mercedes had all kind of exotic shit in their cars because there was no rules over metals to a degree and things like that. So again, you could just create more power. If a team has an aero advantage, you're just going to be much faster than them at the end of the day. We're going to be able to go 215 down the straight where you're only going to be able to push 210. All right, maybe your aero is better, your brakes are better, but you know what? That extra 5 miles an hour down that back and front straightaway, I'm going to make up for it. But the new regulations don't allow for that because supposedly everybody's on the same playing field. But now, again, the creative one, the one that can find light in all the darkness, is the one that's going to win. And you might say, that's just fair. That's fair, Nouveau, right? No, it's not. Because if no other teams have this type of situation, then one team will just dominate. And that doesn't make for fun racing. Even if you have 1 year that's like that, that's fine. But to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on like that, you got a problem. All right? You got to change the formula again. NASCAR had to change the formula a few times. Certain teams were starting to get dominant, too dominant in NASCAR. So they had to even it up. And you see what it is today. They got the playoff system. They got the heats. Basically, that means that is like two races in one. So they did things to bring parity back to the race. And I think they did a good job. What they haven't done a good job, let's just talk about NASCAR, is building up the names again. That's what they've lost. They've got the racing down good now, but the name recognition has gone away. All right. I'm a black guy, and I knew a lot of the fucking NASCAR racers. Why? Just because they run on everything from Wheaties to commercials to this to that. And white people love NASCAR. They used to have the trucks and everything, you know, down in Dixie, you know. The Great American Race is what? Daytona, Talladega, all right, and Bristol. Those are the three major races of NASCAR. All right? Three major races. And they let us know that these races were on. All right? Everybody watched them. All right? So, again, I believe F1 has a problem. The season is now just ending. Again, Max Verstappen is the champ. He's been the champ here for the last probably 7-8 weeks, to be honest with you. He's been the champ. But they just had to continue this season to get it over with. Hopefully next year will be better. But I do think that they need to really take a long look at the Formula E in the Las Vegas Grand Prix and start to apply that to these F1 cars and the new formulary, the tracks that they choose, because that actually created great racing. The Las Vegas Grand Prix and Formula E creates great racing pretty much every week. So Formula One needs to take a look at that. They really do. And get this back right. Get the ship right. Because I believe these cars are absolutely excellent. The technology that's in these cars, how fast they move, how they brake, the control, it is absolutely excellent. I love it. IndyCar is similar to it. It's very similar to it, but it just doesn't feel like they have the technology like F1 when it's all said and done, you know, with these hybrid power units, the DRS, all that shit. Yeah, Indy probably got something like it, but they don't make it a brand within the brand. They don't really say, oh, this is the showcase this year. You know, you charge the DRS system, you can make passes. And Indy's not like that. NASCAR is not like that. So that's why we don't really focus on these racing like F1, because F1 has a lot of technology in it. But because they have so much technology, there's no parity. And that's the problem. So again, I appreciate F1 for being here. I love the Grand Prix again. This is the last time I'm going to talk about the Las Vegas Grand Prix this year as the season is over. I had a great time with the Grand Prix. And then just watching the comparison from what happened here in Las Vegas to the last race in Abu Dhabi. F1 has a problem. They have a problem. They're for a league that spends so much money, they have a problem. They don't have enough viewership. They do not have enough viewership at all. They have a marketing problem. And hopefully Liberty Media can get this right, because I want to see them here next year again. It's going to be great. I would love to see them bring Formula E or the sprint cars with them this time, or allow some other kind of race to take place on their race weekend, just to give the track more time in the limelight. Put some more rubber down on that track surface and make it even better for the Formula cars once they go racing on it to be more entertaining. Because, again, they were entertaining, and I loved it this year. Shout out to Red Bull for doing such a good job this year. I love Red Bulls. I drink them all the time. So I'm a stern advocator of the Red Bull brand. I support them in their racing. All right. But we need to get it better. Shout out to Max Verstappen for winning again. But I need to see him taken down next year by Leclerc, Sainz, Alonso. I might even want to just see Sergio Perez fucking win. All right. Even if it's still Red Bull. Just give me somebody besides Max Verstappen. All right. But that's all I got to say about this, man. Enjoy your F1 next year. All right. Enjoy it when it comes back here next year. I'm going to enjoy it. And this is just another little rant, man, just going off. I was just seeing what was going on with F1 and looking, and it just pissed me off, and hopefully get things changed. But I like the sport. I really do. And I want to see it do better. But this is your boy, Blue Nouveau, signing off. You already know what it is, Las Vegas Sports Hour, presented by GoStreams, your subscription entertainment source. Also by Lace Tub by Simone. Best style, best dress, best lace. Lace by Simone. All right. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And love life. It's Blue Nouveau. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah, it's your boy Pepper Fats right here with Blue Nouveau Rich.
Yeah.
And we coming straight from you from the Splash Show. Tell us something. Is your cable bill high as hell?
Hey, you tired of paying $100, $200 for your TV entertainment?
Well, get a Ghost. A Ghost box. Hey,
live TV, sports, movies, TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, Voodoo, all in one device.
So don't let the cable company rob you blind, program you to pay that high-ass bill. Get a Ghostbox.
Yeah, go to ghostbox.com to see what the ghost can do for you. Get a Ghostbox.
Ugh.